Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we are in sunny, okay, maybe not so sunny Hawaii at the moment on our corporate retreat. And so we've been talking about a lot of different things, and we have so many new ideas, and we're totally excited. So we decided that since it was a cloudy day that we would go ahead and record some podcasts. And straight away, let me just apologize. I've had a cold the whole time that we've been here. So if I sound like I am talking through mud, that's just because I have a little bit of a cold. So anyway, Hazel, first trip to Hawaii. How do you like it so far?
I love Hawaii.
We are on the Big Island, which is a little bit more laid back than the usual Honolulu hustle and bustle, but definitely more lively than Kauai, because if you don't golf or you don't hike, you should don't go there. The first topic that we're going to talk about today has to do with real estate. We already work with any number of realtors and brokers and new home builders, but one of the things that we realized when we got here was there are like a million vacation rental properties, Airbnbs, little companies that manage vacation rental properties. And the more we talked about it and the more we drove around and looked through some of all the different like little guidebooks that you get to the island or the local magazines, etc., how much of an opportunity for single or multiple property owners who aren't big hotels, or even if you're like a small hotel, this would work for you as well. I think the first thing that we probably want to do, which we try to do in every episode, is go with a quick overview of what mobile wallet marketing actually is, because if you found us through Google or Facebook or something like that and you haven't heard our podcast before, maybe you don't know. So, Hazel, do you want to take that part?
Sure.
Excellent.
All right. So,
mobile wallet marketing pass sits in your phone. It works directly in Apple Wallet on iPhone, and there's a couple of third-party wallet apps that you can use for Android, and then what happens?
Mobile Wallet Pass is like a direct access and communication tool for customers using their mobile phones.
Super. So somebody installs a pass. How do they install a pass?
You can install a pass by scanning a QR code. Or by the link?
Visiting the link. So if you are already on mobile and you are looking at somebody's link, you can just tap and install from there. Or if you're looking at it on your computer screen or it's on a piece of printed signage or in a magazine or something like that, then scan the QR code in iOS, which is iPhone. You just do it directly from Apple Wallet. You can use virtually any QR code reader on Android, I think, yeah?
Yes, you can.
And it will, if you don't already have a wallet installed, it will take you over to the Google Play Store with a couple of suggestions based on where you live. So once the pass is in the wallet.
Right. The back of a pass offers different types of information, call to action links, click to call, click to email, maps. You can launch installed apps.
Any installed apps, yeah. Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, iTunes, whatever it is, basically. I know that some of our realtors use those three-dimensional virtual tours, and just about every single one of those that I've seen, especially the ones that are made with that, God, what's that big old format camera that does the 3D stuff. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. Slips my mind. But anyway, it launches right straight into the virtual tours. Everything launches from the back of the pass. And the best part about it is when someone goes to another app from the back of the pass, the latest, greatest updated version leaves a link in the top left corner that sends them or offers them the opportunity to go back to the pass after they've looked at, say, for instance, you have a video up there and they go and they look at the video and they're done with the video. Well, now they have a little link that says back to wallet and it takes them right back to the pass. So they can immediately go back, and if you want them to click to email you or click to call you or send them straight to a registration form where you collect emails and send them information, any of that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So it works out super, super good. So a lot of people with vacation properties, especially in places like, say, Hawaii or San Diego or Vancouver Island, which is up, you were just up there, I know, with the family.
Yeah.
They do a lot of self-marketing, even if they have an agency that actually manages the property. So what are some of the different ways that TripAdvisor, Airbnb, HomeAway?
Simple as Craigslist.
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot all about Craigslist, Facebook, Twitter. Some people, you know, actually have, like, their search engine stuff going for their properties. One of the guys that we sell with in Arizona that we race against has some properties on Maui, and he has started doing some Google AdWords campaigns, and I think he's going to do some testing for us when we get back, because like you say, this was something where we just really hadn't thought about it as a segment till we were driving around, and it's all these for rent signs hanging up by these really nice houses down by the beach. So what do you think, let's say that you've got three properties, and I'm gonna use the Arizona guy, for instance, because I know that he's got two on Maui and one on another island. So he's got three properties. So my suggestion to him would be to make a basic property listing for each one of the properties. And this would be the one that he would push this one out to people that he doesn't know. So this would go out into Google, into social media, put the link into the TripAdvisor or the Airbnb or, you know, whatever. Right. And that would sort of be like what I would consider to be like a cold call.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's cold lead, just basically generating some interest. Maybe on the back, the links, you'll have a link to the portfolio page with all the pictures, another link maybe to the rate card page. I'd put the address in so that there's a map. The cool thing about the map is it actually launches the map app right from the back of the pass.
Yes.
So it people can see right then and there what's around the property. They get all the same features as if they had just launched the map app from their lock screen or whatever.
Schedule of when availability is on the property.
Yeah, if you're running like a WordPress site where people have a booking, there's a booking plugin that you're using directly because you do it yourself as opposed to going through a rental agent. All those links, all that stuff can already be put on there. And one of the big things that I think that you would want to do is have a second pass for each property that the people who rented it actually came and put on their phone. And when we were talking about this earlier, what we kind of thought was have a sign maybe on like the dining room table or the kitchen counter, like that, with a different QR code and link. And basically you do we reward you for giving us some information, or we reward you for putting the pass into your phone. So you might say something like, scan this pass for more information about the property. And you'd have like a little, maybe a web page set up of your own, especially if you're doing like a WordPress site for your own property, where you had all the different things about how to use the coffee maker, how to turn the air conditioning off, if the door sticks and the key sometimes doesn't work and you have to jiggle it, just whatever. You can put all that stuff on there.
Right.
But what you're actually doing is now acquiring a reconnection sort of with the people who've already rented your property. So if you're looking at your schedule for, say, February of next year, which is traditionally slow, perhaps in like October, you want to start sending out notifications, little update notifications, lock screens with, you know, some changes to the back of the pass, telling all of the people who are your previous renters that you're running a special for previous renters to come for a week in February for the price of 4 days, or, you know, however it is you set it up.
Right.
But you have automatic access to people who've already rented your property once. The other thing that we are talking about, which I think is a super great idea, is like once a month, sending them a little update saying, make sure you share the pass with your friends, your family, your coworkers. We could actually set up a like a little loyalty program where, you know, it'd be really simple and like stay 10 times or recommend 10 people and get a free 3 days or a free night or, you know, whatever you wanted to do, whatever, you know, and whatever promotion, that's exactly. And set it up so that you fill up your vacant time at the time of the year, you know it's going to be slow. So somebody sends you 10 people who rent your property, and then you say to them, hey, that's great. We're going to give you 4 nights free in, February, because that's the slow time again. So not only do you get them to do the work for you, and everybody knows, I mean, referrals are like gold, you offer them something of value at a time when you're not likely to have the property rented anyway. So, you know, that's totally how I would go about creating some more excitement. You know, let's say that you purchased another property on a different island or in a different location or in a different part of the city. Say that you like had properties in San Francisco that you were doing on Airbnb, and you then bought one of those houseboats in Sausalito and you wanted to rent it out. Well, what's the better idea than sending everybody, both the old renters and the interested parties, a new update saying, hey, we've got a great new property. It's a houseboat in Sausalito. Sign up now and start pre-booking your property to people who have already shown interest in that area, or maybe you've got some properties and they're different sizes or they're in different price ranges. So you can kind of keep yourself a little, I don't think database is the word that I'm looking for.
A funnel, perhaps?
Organized group, funnel. You keep people grouped by what they were either originally interested in, what they ended up renting. You could, if you wanted to, set up a variety of passes where your intake was based on what month of the year they were searching and found you. Because, you know, a lot of people like to take a vacation at the same time every year. It's the way their work schedule is set up or their kids are out of school. So somebody who is looking and say October for something next July, well, you can pretty much bet that next October they're going to be looking for something for the next July. So you knew they were interested in October, so maybe like September. Start sending them some updates about things that you're going to have going on, specials, things that might, maybe you're not running specials. Maybe you just want them to know about cool things that are happening in the location at that time. Right. I mean, I think it's really, you want to just be front and center.
You want to engage. You want to push whatever deal you can directly to them and remind them of who you are and that they enjoyed staying with you before and they want to stay with you again.
Yeah, and you know, oh God, you know what? I just came up with another one. Okay, so for everybody, I know it's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so for everybody who is, you know, Airbnb or HomeAway or TripAdvisor or all of these, what's the most important thing to get top dollar for your property? Reviews. So you can always go back and suggest to people that they leave a review. Leave a review, or maybe send their review to their friends, whatever it is. But you push the whole, you know, the things that make you money, good reviews, accessibility, things that are going on. You know, maybe you once a month send, I know our realtor does this to us once a month, she sends us an email that has all of the things that are happening in our area.
Yeah.
Now, I've told her about 87 times that we need to convert her email over to mobile wallet passes, because then she can have the links go directly to the different things if she wants to. But if I don't see the email, or if I have my phone and I'm out and I got the email, say, 10 days ago and it's already fallen off my phone because my phone only keeps like the last 50 emails on it and everything else disappears, I would have it on the pass all the time. And if you're in like a vacation rental situation, well, maybe you leave a flyer or there's a magazine that you have that's there that talks about things to do. But if I was staying in your property and I put a mobile wallet marketing pass in my phone that actually had links to things going on around the property, well, let's say that we were over at the beach and we decided that we wanted to get shaved ice. well, we don't want to have to come all the way back, go flip through the magazine, whatever, to find the shaved ice. I guess we could Google Maps it. You know, not everybody's so good at that, though. But if I could just go to my mobile wallet pass that had great things to do around Hazel's house while you're renting it and access everything from there, how convenient is that for me? I'm a tourist. I don't know anything about your neighborhood. I don't know where the really good restaurants are or where the really good restaurants to take the kids are or whatever. And you as a host, obviously, you want good reviews, you want repeat customers, you want referrals. You're going to give people these things. I mean, if you're not doing it, you're crazy. You should be doing it. Let me just say that straight away. But literally, make it easy for me. Make it convenient for me. Let me like you more, so that I will tell my friends to go stay at your property, or I will tell my coworkers who say, oh, I want to go to San Diego for the weekend, and I'd be like, oh, you should go and stay at Anna's house in San Diego, because when we stayed there, this is how convenient and how simple and how easy they made it for us. So you do what you want. We're giving you some really good ideas. We will, by the time this podcast launches, actually have our product ready. At the moment, we have no pricing. We have to sit down and come up with some ideas about how many passes and what kind of update schedule and stuff like that. But by the time you hear this podcast, if you've heard it all the way to the end, we will already have a product on our mobilewalletmarketer.com page that will be specifically for vacation rental people and Airbnb people and HomeAway people. And you'll be able to find it. We'll probably have some blog posts out about it between now and then as well. So it'll definitely be there. And we can get you hooked up. Takes usually, what do you think, like 2 days maybe?
2 days.
Could take three with something like this, because obviously we're going to want to make sure that it's done properly and that we give you the ideas about how to market it, because just like everything else, if you don't actually go and put the flyers on the telephone poles or put the pictures on the Starbucks bulletin boards or whatever it is that you currently do, buy your AdWords, make your search pages, you have to do something with this. It doesn't just magically do itself.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to go probably down to the beach because we're at a lovely vacation property. And so that's going to be it for us today. You got anything else, Hayes?
No, that's good. That's great.
Super.
So thank you for listening.
And have a great day.